Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz fall 115-104 to the Golden State Warriors and fall down 2-0 in the Western Conference semifinals. This is Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. David Locke along with Ron Boone. And wow, it sounds weird to say when you've lost two games by double digits, but I'm very impressed by what the Jazz have done in both these games. We'll see if they get one at home, but I leave here with more hope of that happening than maybe I thought I would when we came here on these two games.
You're absolutely right. I'm feeling the same way, David, and just knowing that if the Jazz can have a very good first quarter, not have to play catch-up for the entire basketball game against a very explosive basketball team, then I'm very optimistic that the Jazz can play well against this Golden State Warriors team at home.
You look at today's game, and really what swings this game is Draymond Green goes and hits 5 3-balls. And if you're the Jazz and you're building a defensive game plan, you're kind of saying, you know what, you're a 30% three-point shooter. If there's not somebody within 6 feet, if there's somebody within 6 feet of you, you're below that. I'm living with it. And he nailed it, to his credit. I mean, he's an all-star. He's great. And that's where I think you've got to kind of tip your hat, because you've got to take something or force them out of some natural way they play, and Draymond shooting threes is not their first choice. It's probably their fourth, and if somebody's good enough to beat you, their fourth choice, you tip your hat.
Yeah, I would imagine that the game plan won't change. They'll see if he can continue to do that throughout the series, and if he does, then as you just said, you'd have to live with it. You got to take the ball out of someone's hands, and Klay Thompson got off to a pretty good start. He kind of ended up only with 14 points, only because Durant and Steph Curry got going. But I thought the big difference, as you just mentioned, was Draymond Green. 5 for 8 from the three-point line. And plus, he just does so many other things. But the scoring is what you don't count on. And when he comes up with some points like that, it really helps his team.
All right, one more moment on the Warriors, and we're going to switch focus to the Jazz, just so we can put it in perspective. They've won 21 straight games they tried to win. They ended up tonight shooting 49% from the field, 45% from three, 85% from the line. They have not trailed in 3 straight basketball games. They have not trailed in this series. I mean, I really do believe that the Jazz are going up against what might be the greatest team in the history of the NBA.
It starts all with that first quarter. I mean, these guys are so explosive. They get off to such a great start, especially here at home. I mean, they're just the energy level and the types of shot that they're getting and is just unbelievable. Then they shoot such a great percentage that you're playing downhill, trying to catch up with this team. The Jazz did not have a fast break point, David, in that first half. They ended up with 16 fast break points because they picked the pace up.
So one of the most interesting stories all year long that we've covered as the local team covering this, why you should listen to local broadcasts when national people take over, has been the Gordon Hayward story. And there's all sorts of little parts to it. And the most common one that we have promoted out there is his whole workout plan. But the behind-the-scenes one that if you followed us, you probably have heard, is about the Black Book. And the Black Book is that he watched a movie about Peyton Manning in the offseason that told him that if you're going to watch film and you're going to get better, you need to write down your thoughts of your game, then write down your thoughts after watching film, and then write down your thoughts after watching film with coaches. He has done this, and the impact of this on his game, I think, is dramatic. Because what I think we're seeing as he got better in March and April this year is teams that have shut him down in the past. The Clippers had killed him first 2 games, and then he comes out with a 40-point night. Warriors have owned him. He shoots about 31% and 22% from three in the last 6 games. And he comes out taking the exact same shots he missed the night before. But I think what's happening, Ron, and you've got to give me a player perspective on this, he was rushed in night one. Now he goes back, looks at the film, takes the notes, looks over, and he knows it's coming. He's coming up the court. Okay, I'm getting this time. I'm getting that. And he looks in control, comfortable, and he was fabulous.
Well, first of all, let me ask you about that Black Book, because the Black Book that a lot of people are probably thinking
his
about
has NBA nothing Black to do with Book. Basketball. So his NBA Black Book is evidently different than Matt Barnes and Andre Iguodala's, which are empty in Utah.
Absolutely. But This is what I'm thinking right now, and that he has now become more of a student of the game. You ever listen to LeBron? LeBron is a student of the game. He knows players. He knows tendencies. Now, I'm talking about players of legends, Hall of Famers, those type of things. He knows all about those players. I'm not sure if Gordon knows all of those things, but what he is starting to learn is that how to win in this basketball game, how to win games, and how to make himself better. And as you mentioned, if he's keeping track of every player in the league and the way they play him, then he's going to continue to develop and maybe be continue to be an all-star.
His 33 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists tonight is not as dominating as 40-point performance against the Clippers, but I thought it was every bit as good.
Yeah. It was you're saying you don't think it was this dominant?
No, I don't think it was quite as – I mean, he dropped 21 and a quarter against the Clippers. I mean, that's just taking over a game and making everybody else watch. I thought he was as good a basketball player tonight.
Yes, I totally agree with you, but you see how aggressive he started to get with the ball in his hands. I mean, he doesn't score a lot off the ball, that type of thing, and he's starting to score a lot with the ball in his hands and shooting over the top of players, setting guys up to where he can get that mid-range jump shot. There was a couple of twisters that he made, jumpers that he made about 13 feet, 12 feet away from the basket that were just spectacular. I mean, they look because they're close, but they're not easy shots. And so he's starting to get to the point where he can make it, where he feels like he can make any shot he goes up to shoot.
We had a dual statistician. Dad was one statistician, and then Alan did a great job for us charting shot clocks. And at one point he handed you a note that the Jazz, I believe, were 4 of 18 in the final 7 seconds of shot clock. And I just noticed on the – Quinn Snyder just commented on the podium, you get up against the clock and it's harder. I think their length does that to you. This team has been very good in this – late shot clock. They were great against the Clippers in the late shot clock, but they, when they got out of the late shot clock is when they picked it up offensively in this game.
Yeah, and this is the problem that, you know, in the playoffs that you have when you get a chance to prepare for one team. The Jazz really struggle late in the shot clock with this team, and he talked about the length of this team because they are long, but I think what they do also, David, is they recover so quickly. I mean, their defense is in the speed that they have, they recover, you know, so quickly. So pace of play is going to be important, I think, for the Jazz. They're going to have to pick it up, have a secondary break, I think, even after a made shot, to keep that defense for the Golden State Warriors from getting set to the point where they can defend you.
All right, so let's go to the final thing, which is looking ahead to games 3 and 4 at home. Tickets, I believe, are still available. The numbers say that the Jazz offense has been a little better against the Warriors than what the Warriors regularly allow. Since the Jazz were 12th in the league offensively, I don't think you can get a lot more out of what they're getting offensively. But the numbers also say right now is that the Warriors are hovering around their average offensive performance. In other words, the Jazz defense has yet to take a bite out of the Warriors offensively. What can you see that the Jazz could do to the Warriors' offense in any way in games 3 or 4 to give them a chance to win?
Well, the only thing that I can see, the Jazz are going to have one hell of a shooting night. And if they're going to – I mean,
so you're saying they're going to win offensively.
Yeah, they're going to have to win offensively.
I asked you, they're going to win defensively.
Not a lot you can do with defensively with them because they score in half court. And if they're scoring in transition, they're just unstoppable. It's just unbelievable how good this team really is and how well they shoot the basketball. So naturally, a lot of people thought with the Jazz pace of play, they could slow this team down and give themselves a chance to win, especially in the fourth quarter. That's normally what you would like to see, especially on the road, give yourself a chance to win in the fourth quarter. We saw here in the second, third, and fourth quarter of this basketball game that the pace of play is going to help the Jazz. I mean, when they pick the tempo up, that it's going to help the Jazz get better shots than they were getting in the half court.
Well, the home crowd will help them as well. We'll see what the Jazz can do. Game 3 is Saturday night at Vivint Smart Home. Jazz play well in 2 nights, but maybe going up against a team that is historically great. in the Golden State. Well, they're definitely historically great. We'll find out where they finish all the time by the time this thing is over. But the Jazz will try to see, and let's go to, I generally think that anything Charles Barkley says is inaccurate, but for this one day, I'm going to take his rule that the series does not start until the home team loses a game. So let's see if we can make sure this series does not start on Saturday night. Jazz fall to the Warriors in Golden State and go down 2-0. This has been Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.